minute.
On this special edition of the House of Static, we talk about the war and Kilo's new song, Glory to Ukraine, inspired by President Zelensky and the proud people of Ukraine.
All righty then. Welcome to the House of Static. This is a unexpected episode. It was supposed to be Tehiro today, but in light of recent events, we are now doing this interview, which is actually me. Would you like to explain, Bob, why we have switched things up?
Absolutely. So, as Kilo said, we're having this this little special edition that we're going to throw this week to talk about Ukraine. It's to talk about the war in Ukraine and, you know, Russia's aggression against that country. And the reason we're doing it all as well is that Kilo just released a song in honor of the Ukrainian people. And and that's so we want to kind of talk about the song, talk about, you know, what it all means to us and talk to Kilo. So there you go. So I'm interviewing Kilo on those points.
And we're thankful to have all of you here watching this today. We know that everything has been stressful. If you're watching this years from now, hopefully we're not all dead.
So, right.
No, so. Wait. Don't worry. Okay. I don't know how to start this because you asked the questions. How am I going to ask my own question?
It's okay. So what we'll do is, as Kilo said, you know, if you're watching this years from now, you might not know exactly what, or even a year from now, might not remember what was in the headlines for the day. But basically, about a week ago, Vladimir Putin launched a war of choice against the much undersized and, you know, undeserving population of Ukraine. And it's been horrific for the whole world to watch every day, and for all of us to kind of helplessly observe what's going on and not be able to do really much of anything. You know, we can donate some money, and actually we've got links that I'll have down at the bottom of the video. You could donate to GoFundMe, you know, accounts and things like that. But, you know, we all want to do something, you know, we're not going to grab our, our Kalashnikov and run off to Ukraine to fight. So, I'm not, that's for sure. And
I'm not running anywhere. If you watch the show before, you know, I can't run ever. So that's definitely not going to happen.
Right. So what do we do? And, we're musicians. That's what we do. And that's what Kilo does. Oh, that was his logical reaction to this situation was make some music. So that's what we're talking about. Right.
So. Yes, absolutely. I was sitting there and I was feeling very helpless because I personally could not go and help, or I would have. Right. If I was not in the life scenario that I'm in, I would have gone and given aid and done as much as I could to help. But I do know that music does affect people in a deep, deep way. Sorry, if I cried during this episode the entire time, guys, I don't give a shit. Like, it's okay. But, and I personally thought, because I make Terror Trap and that kind of music, that maybe I would be a good fit to write a song kind of to just support and show the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian soldiers, that we are supporting them, even if we're not right there beside them. So, yeah, that's how that idea happened.
Right on. And so, and as you guys know, I mean, Kilo and I are, we're friends, obviously. That's what this is all about. We don't run it. We're friends first and then started the podcast.
Right.
So Kilo and I talk all the time. He and I've been, and we work together on music all the time. This one, though, is just a completely solo Kilo tune. But I was sort of confidants or what? Consultants during the process. And it's been a process, man.
It's been a labor of love for sure.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's just, you know, to because while Kilo's mixing the song, and you guys can hear the song, obviously we'll play it after this episode. We'll play it in its entirety. And we've got it on the channel already, so you can check it out.
It's and it'll be out on the 9th everywhere you listen to music. So,
yep. So you can hear it here on YouTube now, and you can hear it on SoundCloud, on Kilo's SoundCloud page. And then on the 9th, it'll be on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere else.
Yeah.
And the song is called, obviously, from Kilo House, and the song is called Glory to Ukraine. And that, you know, and that's, I got to that right there for a reason, because we were right. talking about how you and I were talking throughout the week. And that was one of the things. You know, when consulting, we were talking about what should we call the song? Well, what right. should Kilo call Absolutely. The song? So, you know, we're throwing out things about Ukraine and Russia, you know, and different things. And Kilo sort of accidentally says, glory to Ukraine. And that triggered something in my mind, because I was like, I remember watching the news the other day, and Anderson Cooper was like, well, that's that he how he admired that was the Ukrainian army's rally call. That was their motto, was glory to Ukraine. So they'd meet each other and say, glory to Ukraine. And then when they go into battle, they say, glory to Ukraine. So anyway, it just was perfect. It was a perfect little serendipitous moment when you blurted that out. And I was like, hey, I think that's the right one.
And it was great, because usually my process, I actually usually come up with names of songs, and that inspired me to write the songs. But I was inspired by just what was happening in the world, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it was like, now what do I do? How do I name a song after I've written this? I mean, I was in the mixing stage, and it had no name. And I didn't want it to be something negative. I didn't want it to be something terrible. I mean, my first thought, because I am, you know, a horror writer of music, it was going to be one of the quotes in the song, which is, this is terror. But that's...
That wasn't the vibe you were trying to put forward.
That's not the message.
Right, exactly.
No, that's not the point. Sorry.
All right,
I promised myself I wouldn't break down. I'm gonna. I got it, bro. Don't worry. Everybody that's watching, I got it. I'm good. Don't worry. It's just a very emotional time in the world right now.
It's literally the worst thing that happens in humanity. The worst thing that happens in the world is, in my opinion, is war. And to do so, you know, to wage a war for no other reason than personal or gratification or you know, conquest or empire building. It's just the most evil thing you can do on such a grand scale. And
not only for the Ukrainian people, but also for the Russian people.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I want to say that, like, we love them too. Oh, like, it's not awesome. That we're like, fuck Russia. Like, no, mm-hmm. It's not like that, you know? Like, we understand that everyone is suffering right now because of what's going on.
Yeah. I believe most anyone I've heard or spoken with, right, understands that this is really one guy's war. This is one, right. Unfortunately, insanely powerful, awful human being who's just choosing to do this for no other reason than he just wants to, because he wants to regain the heyday of the Soviet Union when he was cool guy KGB agent, you know,
really. Luckily, yeah. President Big Ball stepped up and said, I don't think so.
Yeah,
and obviously, we're recording it right now, and you're going to see it tonight. So we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But somebody finally stood up.
Yeah. And you're right. And the great story there, and I'm not going to get political at all, but
right.
But I will say that since Joe Biden's been in office, with one of his primary, you know, and he's been, it's not that I have some like insight that other people don't. He's, you know, this has been a very public message, is that it's all been all about rebuilding the alliances with people, with other countries around the world. And, you know, because they were, let's say damaged a bit, you know, for the 4 years prior. So Biden has been fixing all that. And it's been, you know, it's like nothing that's happened since the invasions would have been possible if he hadn't done that. Because immediately, you know, all of the allies were, you know, allied and said, speak with one voice saying, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and it's going to get worse. And they've they've kept with that all along. It's been great.
And I mean, it's not even that it's just affecting him, though. That's the problem. I have a good friend that I play Need for Speed with, which is funny. I always talk about it, but he's from Russia. Yeah. I contacted him today. Luckily, I could get a hold of him. And it's not good. It's not good. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's why we're doing our part. And music is my way of kind of reaching other people. Because if you guys don't know my story, I was doing life coaching stuff and stuff like that. But I got down in my life. And then that's what made me end up giving up all that and becoming a producer, because I wanted to affect people's lives in a positive way. But if I couldn't control my own emotions, how am I going to help you? So being a life coach wouldn't have worked, right? So how else can you affect people other than like through music in my, you know,
right,
yeah, I've done music most of my life. Mm-hmm. So well, let me just tell the story of why, where I saw this, what I saw, yeah, what inspired
right. When did you first think, like, I want to, yeah. you know, I got to write a song.
So I was sitting in my wonderful gaming closet that I don't think I've ever referenced it like that. But I was sitting there, and that's where I get all of my inspiration and my thoughts. And I was waiting for a race app, and so I was on TikTok, right? And I knew that that things were happening, but I was not, like, aware. I usually try to avoid getting into the media stuff. I don't watch the news very often. And I saw a live stream with the sirens going off and people going into tunnels. You know, it's different when you see it in person. Oh, you know, that's one great thing about social media these days. It's like, it's not, I just saw it on the news tonight for 10 minutes and then it's gone. Like, you're there with people, you know? And so if you've heard the song or after the show, when you listen to the song, you will hear sirens in the background of the song. And that is kind of what inspired the song originally, was me being like, wow, that is terrifying. That is terrifying, because I saw the tunnels, and then I scrolled down like one or two and I saw like a view of like, I don't know, a courtyard, and heard those same sirens going off. And I was like, shit's getting real, you know? So it just immediately made me go, I have to do something, you know? I can't just go do stuff and help them necessarily physically. So I wrote this song, right? So, I mean, and the whole point is to try to get, try, we're trying. So anyone, if you know Ukrainian people, kind of push it that way if you can, because it's for them, you know? You're not going to understand the words in the song.
Right. Well, that's a good point. And I think that, you know, people know that was back to some of the things we talked about through the week while you were working on the song.
Right.
One of the things Kilo wasn't sure about was because the only words in the song, the only voice in the song is President Zelensky giving us a very inspirational speech to the world, to let it know. That the, and one of the recurrent notions, the terror, the idea when he says this is terror, but he says some other things too. And it's, the guy is a hero to literally the entire world right now. I mean, we're all like, holy shit, this guy's
sure.
the coolest dude
For
in the sure. world. Right. So,
right.
and he's not, and that's the voice on the song. So Kilo was asking me and his dad and other friends and saying like, you know, should I just keep his actual voice or should I get it translated?
Oh, that's a good point.
Right. And then, so I was going to like record the President Zelensky part in English, but then Kilo decided that this song, as you just said, this is for them. I just want, that reminded me of that conversation because I was like, well, if the song is for them, it's for the Ukrainians, then, you know, they don't need it translated, you know?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I knew right off the bat that I was suited for this, to do this, because I use samples of voices from movies in songs all the time, from horror, you know, movies and stuff. So the hard part of that, though, was when you're trying to line up vocals or like, or like samples of people talking in a track, you line it up to what it said. Well, if I don't know any of the words, I had to find a speech first that was suitable, that, you know, would portray the message that we're trying to get across. And then I had to make sure every single word was the word I thought it was. That was a very, very hard process. I mean, the first 3 days that I worked on it, I actually did not sleep. So there's that. But it's not because I do that with all my music. I do that with very rare. I mean, maybe all of my music. But it was...
What's that? The not sleeping?
Yeah.
You do that all the time.
I do it all the time. But this was different. It was like, this is going to have to be done and mixed properly and then come out immediately. That's why you can hear it on SoundCloud right now and YouTube. But obviously, if you know anything about the music industry, it has to go through like the publishing process and stuff. So that's why it comes out on
like
the 9th,
week or two later, right?
Which is a week from when I gave it to the publisher. So anyways, yeah.
Well, there you go. Right. And
there you
and,
go.
And, no, but like, no, with the when one of those things we were talking about, so when you were talking about the not knowing exactly where to break up, you know, so for instance, right. Like if he's take his phrase, this is terror, you didn't want to break it up and say this is.
Right. Exactly. Right, you don't want to cut like.
Or terror and then not, or.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that was a very difficult process. So what?
So what
did
you do?
We tried lots of different things. Lots of different people tried lots of different things. First, I did have subtitles, so I could go frame by frame of the YouTube video, which I did, and I thought I had it, but you never know if the translation is exactly right. So then Joel, who was our one of our guests, I think he was our third or fourth guest, right?
He was
in town, and he was here, and he tried to do the Google Translate thing, so he held his phone like up to the speakers. And it said some crazy, weird stuff. So that didn't work either. So we ended up going in the middle of the night. Well, I was working on it. I realized that there's this website called Fiverr. And then I was like, you never know. That thing does weird shit. You know, there's literally anything and everything on there. People that do vocals for tracks or like mix and master tracks or any, like not even just music. And so I just went on there and I was like, translate.
Or maybe someone who will write your band bio, for instance.
Right. Exactly. Like Bob. Exactly. So,
anyway, so yes,
that's where we got the, well, I think we both got that idea, but I did it in the middle of the night and I just looked for who was online. Right. Because I was like, I can't wait. Yeah. I can't line this up perfectly and then have it say some thing that I didn't mean for it to say. So I found Pedro is his name. I found him online and he was online, it said. So I was like, I got this. But what it was I'll translate 300 words or whatever for such and such a money. And I was like, well, shit, is he going to actually translate audio? So luckily he did. And he's a great, great guy. And he's offered to translate anything we want for free. And so it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to.
Is he in the Ukraine?
I haven't asked him. If he watches this, you can comment on it and tell us where you're at. No. But I mean, I would assume so. It says native to Ukraine on the website. So, I mean, but this is very much a passion project for you guys. Right. If you're watching right now. You know, because we feel you, you know, like, let's get into that, Bob. We're all human beings.
Exactly.
Well, you know, like we are all on this planet together. We're the same species. And we talked about that earlier today. Like we are all one species, yet we do some crazy shit to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and it breaks my heart, but I understand that's the world. So don't worry. Like, I'm not trying to make you, you know, I'm not trying to change the world right now. I'm just saying that's the heart that came at it. And you wouldn't think someone with like Michael Myers on his wall like Michael Myers on his shirt and stuff like that would be like so moved by seeing people go through conflict. But it's like, that's who I am.
But I mean, like, you know, these, you know, pictures and things, so, you know, Michael Myers, right, like horror movies and everything else, that's entertainment. That, and it's fun.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean you like to watch, you know, imaginary monsters murder imaginary people with imaginary blood.
Right.
Imaginary
right.
screams.
And yeah. Just, and then you go home. Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, just because you like going on a roller coaster doesn't mean you want to be in a car crash. You know what I'm saying?
That is a great, great example. And I mean, for those who are watching, I just want you to picture being at your home and then suddenly hearing the bomb sirens go off. Oh. Like, I've thought about that, like in my apartment, like how would I feel? You know, but this is a reality for people right now. I don't think the sirens work anymore, if I remember correctly. So maybe not the sirens. I'm not sure. I might be wrong.
Right.
But that's the reality. And we all need to pray. If we pray, do whatever we can, because these are people, and we're all people.
I think that's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to add to it that I think we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves as well, because this is,
right.
You know, like I we joke around, but it's true. I'm old. I'm 50 years old, and I've been around for a while, and sadly there have been other instances like this where we were on the brink of war, and you know, this is very deja vu sort of 80s right. kind of stuff. I mean, in the 80s, just kind of, you know, one way or the other, you know, the US and Russia was always, you know, having sort of like these kind of like wars that were like parallel to one another. You know what I mean? Like, so like, you know, US would fight with somebody and then Russia would feed them ammunition, and US and Russia would fight, would invade some country, which they used to do all the time. So again, you know, Putin's getting back to his, you know, back to the heyday of the Soviet Union when they used to take over half of Eastern Europe and kill people wantonly. I mean, it's terrible. Anyway, so you see that a lot. So like, and it would destroy me. You know what I mean? I was a very emotional young man, and I got very upset all the time, and it was killed me. And this is as bad or worse than any of those things. You know, worse in so many ways, I think. And you know, so yeah, a lot of it is for my experience in this is a lot of it is also me trying to keep myself in check from not going down into a dark hole. You know. But at the same time, remain connected and compassionate and do what I can, because you can't, you're not an island. You know, you got to be connected, you know?
Right, right. So, I mean, let me put it in perspective for you. My dad, I'm not exactly sure how old he is. He's older than Bob. And my dad, that's all I know. I don't know. But my dad was working on it with me, trying to help me find the audio. He's actually the one who notice that this is terror part, because I don't watch the news. So having to sit there and listen to and read interviews over and over and over and over to try to make this work the way that I work with horror movies. And this is real life horror. You know, I wanted it to still have the same effect as my music does, because I don't make this music, guys, because I'm like a dark, crazy psychopath.
Hey.
I do it because the way I do it makes you feel that adrenaline. It's like a roller coaster, like Bob said earlier. You feel the adrenaline, and then it goes away. And then I was like, there's something where people are very much feeling it. Anyway, so my dad had to, you know, help me with that stuff and stuff. And I just remember I had finally, like, laid down to start watching more YouTube to make sure, like, I didn't miss a video or something. And my dad came back over. And he literally just walks in the room and says, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, coming from someone of his age who saw Vietnam and saw all that stuff, that's saying something, guys. I'm not.
Well, you know why? Because you couldn't, like, you know, I mean, you know me, I'm a big hippie and you know, a pacifist. I mean, I think all aggression is wrong, and I'm not making fun of myself. I believe very strongly in that, but
I do too.
Right, exactly. Right on, man. But anyway, but regardless of that, right, you can look through history and you can look at wars and skirmishes and invasions, whatever you want to call them, right, And there was always somebody able to justify both sides of the fight. Right. There's always somebody on the other side.
Absolutely.
With like one or two exceptions, you know, and, you know, one of them being like Adolf Hitler, right? And now Vladimir Putin has gladly put himself in the same category. Nobody right. can justify his actions. No one other than him and to himself, right. because nobody's going to buy it if he justifies it to somebody else. You right. know, he's even actually, you know, Hitler had it over on him because Hitler fooled millions of people, you know, to be on his right. side for a short term anyway. Putin doesn't even have that. His own people can't stand what he's doing. And that is not a country where it's safe by any means to oppose what Vladimir Putin does. I mean, these.
And what's amazing is they're writing.
I know.
They're
actually what I'm saying. Writing. I know. They showed on the news some a little old lady, a very old lady holding a protest sign and being taken away by the police. And is, you know, and the news guy was like, "Is Vladimir Putin afraid of that little old lady? Because if so, right. that tells you everything, you know."
Right. It's funny, the last headline I clicked on before we got on the podcast or that I saw, it said that Ukrainian president said towards Putin, come meet me, I don't bite. Right. Like, yeah, that's a little in your face, but it's like that's, you know, that's the attitude. That's the vibe I put into the song. When you listen to the song until the end where it says, glory to our soldiers, glory to Ukraine, I downpitched his voice, right? And I didn't do that to be disrespectful. I did that because dude's got big balls. You know, I wanted him to come off in this huge EDM track the way the world sees him.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe someday if he hears it, he'll be like, dude, yeah, that's how people see me. Because that is
it
how
is badass.
See
it is. You did think it, yeah, it did really be. It's very badass.
He's, the dude went from being a comedian that played the president on a show to being in the trenches underground fighting for his country.
Oh, man. And not, I mean, just being, he is, at this point, he's the living symbol of, you know, of resistance to tyranny and freedom over aggression. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. 42-year-old guy is, and he's, you know, he's amazing, really.
Yeah, it just, I mean, we talk about inspiration a lot on this show, right? We talk about like, what inspired you to do this or make this kind of music or write music or in general. Mm-hmm. I've never been more inspired to work for however long we've been working. I don't even remember because I didn't even sleep last night.
Right.
I was working on stuff, even though the song was out, we have to work on the press release that this is actually going to be on,
right,
you know,
right.
like stuff like that. So it's like, he has inspired me to just, who cares if I go to sleep? You know, like it's just inspiring to see someone say no in the face of what would be the considered evil, you know, when you're doing something for no other reason but to gain. I understand war in certain situations, like Bob said earlier. This I do not understand. It just does not make sense to me. But every single time I see another headline, that, you know, what do they say? I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. That's going to go down in history as an amazing phrase. Like, to see someone that went from being an actor to that made me go, dude, I'm inspired to, like, do as much as I can. And something that was amazing and really, really pushed me to do this as hard as I could. Once again, I'm going back to TikTok. If you don't follow us on TikTok, you should, because I love TikTok. I don't love other social medias, but TikTok I seem to enjoy. So I was scrolling through TikTok trying to take a break. I saw this video of Ukrainian soldiers like in a firefight, and they're listening to EDM music in the background dancing to it. Those are the people that are fighting right now. And I was like, I got to get this song out and get it in their hands so they know that they're supported by even artists that make the kind of music that they like,
right, you know?
So, I mean, that was another very inspiring moment that made me push to get this done, because you can't really do that in 3 days. But yeah. I mean, it happened, you know. You usually, it's a long, and Bob can attest to this, if that's the right word, that like, it takes a long time. You have to write the track, you have to mix the track, you have to master the track, you have to make sure it sounds right. Yeah. I mean, there were moments.
Every step of that process is days and days of like listening and redoing, right, and like playing, you know. Yeah.
I ended up using 2 laptops to write this track, and I actually used my 2011, so 11-year-old Apple, because the 808 sounded different and better for some odd reason in the old Ableton. I have no idea why, but it did. But that's the effort that was put into this. Bob had to answer phone calls in the middle of the night, you know, like, I mean, it was a labor of love for the people who deserve it.
Right on.
You know, and the mission here is to get it to them, because trust me, you're going to hear it here in a second, and you are not going to know what he's saying, or hopefully you are one of the people that this song is for.
There you go. Right on.
And if you're not, we'll probably put the translation in like the YouTube video thing, I think, right, Bob?
Sure. Yeah. If you send me the text, I'll put it in the description. Sure. Absolutely.
So you'll understand, but I think the way that it sounds and the way that I made him sound, you'll understand the message. Even if you don't know word for word what he's saying, the message is like, we're here, you know, we're going to fight for what we know we're fighting for. Right. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I think we got it, man. And I think that, you know, and I think we talked about a lot of important things about this subject, because I think it's that, you know, the thing that the idea that we're all feeling a lot of the same things, this need to react, there a need to have an impact, a positive impact on a negative situation, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're all struggling with that idea of like dealing with it in a healthy fashion, you know, kind of keep our head straight, because, you know, right, it's easy to spin into into a negative space. So what I was getting at is I think what you've done is a great example of how to do both of those things to make an impact, and also kind of, we know making music is always good for the brain, good for the soul, you know?
Absolutely. And I want you guys to keep in mind here, hate does not get rid of hate. I don't know, I think hate does not be God hate. That's either in the Bible or Michael Jackson said it or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
But that's true, guys. You know, we can't go, you know, I don't want to like be clipped out of this, but we can't say fuck Russia and think all Russians are bad. Right.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's not like that. And hate will never, never conquer hate. So, I mean, that's my final word to you guys. Glory to Ukraine. You're in our thoughts, you're in our prayers, you're even in our songs.
There you go. Right on.
Yep. I think we're not gonna end it with our random questions like we usually do, guys. Instead, you get to go listen to the song now, because it's going to come on.
So, yes, indeed.
I really hope that it gives you a good vibe, a good feeling. If you like it, please comment and let us know. Please share it, because if you share it with one person, they share it with someone, it will reach the people that it was made for. It's not usually, I said on the show, right, I've always said this, I'm glad that I remembered to say this, I've always said, you don't write the song for you, you don't write the song for the fans, you write the song for the song, right? This time I did not do that. I clearly I did not write the song for me or for the song this time. I wrote it for the fans, for the people who it's meant to be for. So, right, however you got to do it, fucking rip it off the YouTube video, steal it, I don't care. Put your own name on it. Put it out as your own song. I don't give a shit. Like, just get it to the people who deserve it and need it right now. They don't need it a year from now. They don't need it a month from now. They need it now.
And we'll and Kilo, just so everybody understands too how they can get it, right? So
right.
We'll play it right now, like in this video, at the end of this video. Excuse me. But we've also got I got a little hiccup there. We also have another video on the channel here that is just the song. So you can, you know, so I'm gonna play it now so we can all enjoy.
And there's
it.
A free download on SoundCloud right now, and it's always gonna be a free download. So don't worry, that's not gonna go away. It'll be on iTunes and everything else, but you don't need to buy it on iTunes.
Right on. And if you're listening, if you're listening and you're not, because so if you're on YouTube and watching this, you can just click on the links below. We'll have a link to Kilo's website. We'll have a link to the GoFundMe we're talking about, and we'll have the lyrics to the song. And if you're not, if you're listening on the podcast, then just go to kilo-house.com, right? kilo-house.com. And
click on my spot. I mean, not on Spotify yet, but you can click SoundCloud. On my SoundCloud. Go get your free download.
Right. The reason I was sending them to your website is so they could get to your sound. I assume there's like links to your SoundCloud and YouTube.
I would assume so too. I'm gonna assume that.
Or go to thehouseofstatic.com and everything will be there as well.
Yeah, for sure. And everybody, the world is a crazy place right now, but there's still love.
There's still love, brother. Right on. There you go.
Okay, guys. Next time you will get to see Deontay. I know he was supposed to be this week, I think, right?
Yeah.
He'll be next week. Thank you for tuning in this week for our exclusive random episode that came out of nowhere. We love you all. Thank you for listening and watching.
Peace.
Hey, let's take a minute.
And now, Glory to Ukraine by Kilo House.
Ніч була тяжкою. Що вони роблять? Це бомби. Народ піднявся на захист своєї держави. Вони відкрили справжнє обличчя. Це терор.
Слава кожному нашому солдату! Слава Україні!